Hey y'all, my name is Peyton Hassey and I'll be attending Harlan Simmons University in the fall. Ever since I can remember, Christ has been a part of my life. I've grown up in a loving Christian home with parents that constantly show their love for the Lord. Since I was little, each Sunday consisted of going to Sunday school in the morning and church at night. Even though I was attending church regularly and praying every night, Christ was such a small part of my life, but I still considered myself to be a good Christian. I had accepted Christ as my Savior by repenting of my sins and believing that Christ died and rose for me. However, I wasn't always living it out throughout my week and was struggling with a perfectionism mindset by believing everything I did had to be perfect. I rarely thought that the grades I made in school or the skills I had in soccer were good enough. My desire to perfect everything became so strong that it consumed my life. Each day consisted of going to school, doing homework, and practicing soccer. I thought that if I continued this routine, I would reach the level of perfection I wanted, but I continued to be dissatisfied. That feeling of dissatisfaction only got worse in high school. Not only was I dissatisfied with my grades and athletic ability, but I became dissatisfied with my relationship with the Lord. Even though I had religion class at school each day and at Sunday school, church, and youth group on the weekends, I was struggling to feel connected to God. I brought this up to my parents, and we decided to try a new church, but I was hesitant towards it for a very long time. I didn't want to stray from that sense of familiarity of the church I had been going to my whole life. But finally, after 3 years of wrestling with this idea, I decided to try out the new church. On June 11, 2017, the summer before my senior year, my dad, mom, brother, and I visited Watermark. Although I had been there a couple times in the past, walking through those doors that day had a whole different feeling. How was I supposed to go from a small traditional church of 300 people to a massive contemporary church consisting of thousands of people? When we were driving home, I still found myself apprehensive, but when I got home, something changed. All I wanted to do was go back. I realized this was just the change I was looking for. Although the pastor and the church were so encouraging, what I found the most empowering was the Lord, how the Lord used his scripture to bring my heart back to him. Each time I attended Watermark, I heard new scripture that comforted me and encouraged me to dive deeper into God's word. As I grew in knowledge of his word, my love for the Lord also grew stronger. I realized that the answer to my dissatisfaction was within reach this whole time. It was as simple as opening up the Bible and engaging myself in his word. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 states, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. I remind myself of this verse anytime I'm dissatisfied. It helps me realize that I have such a powerful Lord who is always looking out for me and has a purpose to each event that takes place in my life. This verse also encourages me to learn more about him because he takes so much interest in knowing about me. The most important thing I was looking for when I began attending Watermark was a connection to God. Through this past year, I felt like Watermark has given me just that. God is present in each thing there. I see God's kindness through the friendliness of the greeters each time I walk through the doors. I hear God's words each time someone preaches. I feel God's acceptance whenever I share at small group. I'm comforted by God's overwhelming love for us when we sing praise to him. But most importantly, I feel God's presence most whenever I'm reading his word. I was missing all of this in my life before. Whenever I walked through those doors a year ago, I never would have thought I would be where I am today. This past year, I've discovered why my constant desire for perfection has never satisfied me. It's because I will never reach perfection in what I seek it in. The girls and leaders in my small group played a significant role in helping me realize this. Whenever I shared about how I was struggling with trying to find perfection in worldly things, someone would always respond with encouraging words. The leaders would provide me with feedback that taught me where real perfection lies, which is in Christ. I felt acceptance as I explained my struggles, which led me to worry less about worldly satisfaction and be more content. And I learned that no matter how hard I study or how many hours I practice, I will never be perfect. There's only one perfect thing that I can find satisfaction in, and that is the Lord. Psalm 37 verse 4 says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." This verse reminds me to not look for fulfillment in worldly things. If I focus on being perfect in the classroom and on the soccer field, I will find myself short of satisfaction every time. By choosing to have fulfillment and peace in Christ, I have the comfort of knowing He will provide for me. If you ever find yourself discontent with your achievements, I encourage you to look for satisfaction in the Lord, because only He can completely satisfy you. Not only will God provide for you, but He will exceed your expectations. By putting my delight in the Lord, my focus on being perfect has changed to focusing on our perfect God, and I continue to be satisfied daily by the eternal treasures God has provided for me. Thanks for listening to my story.